Hello and welcome to News 24 on air, our live audio service. I'm Ihlala Ntsabo. Western Cape emergency services are on high alert following a destructive storm and strong winds in parts of the province on Sunday. Winds of up to 150 kilometers per hour caused mayhem in the Cape Winelands, Somerset West and the Overberg. Authorities said wind speed at the Stellenbosch airfield on Sunday measured at over 300 kilometers per hour. The inclement weather prompted the provincial government to close school in most affected areas. On Sunday, social media platforms were flooded with pictures and videos of locals desperately clinging to their belongings as fires ripped through several areas in the province. Others watched in disbelief at the damage caused to their homes as roofs blew off and trees were uprooted. Now, to give us the latest on the story, we are now joined on the line by News 24 Metro reporter Marvin Charles, who's currently on the ground. Marvin, thank you for joining us. You were in Stellenbosch earlier. Where exactly were you stationed and how severe was the damage that you saw?
Good afternoon. So we were stationed in Jamestown earlier where we saw a trail of destruction left by this massive storm that started on Sunday. And what we've seen was that trees were uprooted. We did a quick drive through the town, through the main town and past the universities, and you can clearly see that devastation of homes being damaged, significant damage done to a number of schools as well, and it's quite severe the amount of damage that this massive storm has done, and now it is a case of people trying to rebuild their lives at this point.
And so many areas across the Western Cape have been severely impacted, but which areas were most affected and have there been any reports of any casualties?
So what we know is that the Overberg, Helderberg and Somerset West area seems to be the most affected due to the inclement weather at the moment. However, the city of Cape Town earlier today said that they have received around 23 reports relating to roof damages in a number of areas, including Delft, Mitchell's Plain, Khayelitsha, Blue Downs and Somerset West, and commercial properties in Strand as well. We haven't received any reports about any casualties at the moment, so we're unable to say whether anyone was injured or anyone had lost their lives.
Right. And we know that schools have been suspended, but do we know how severely business has been impacted by the storm?
So the South African Weather Services yesterday during a media briefing that was hosted by the Western Cape Provincial Government said that the Overberg area and Helderberg area would be severely affected by the weather conditions. And they advised businesses to also, make other arrangements and, suspend trading. We also know that Somerset West Mall has been closed since yesterday. They decided to close because of the roof collapsing. So it's quite severe to the economy as well.
Right. And so many several roads, including major roads as well, like the Huguenot Tunnel, were actually closed following the strong winds. Do we know if, some of them have been reopened to traffic?
So earlier today, we understand that some roads were opened. We also understand that the tunnel that was closed yesterday has since been opened. I'm just trying to understand from Sanral, they said that the tunnel would be open today. The weather conditions seem to have died down quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Now let's look at the extent of, the fire that was exacerbated by the strong winds in Stellenbosch. We know that, a few of, the buildings there were destroyed, like the historic Blauw-Klippan Manor and the Jonkerhuis, which, was severely impacted. Do we perhaps know how the fires started?
So we understand that the fire was fueled by the relentless strong winds, the gale force winds in the province. And according to the management of the Blauwklippen manor, it said that the fire had initially broken out at a neighboring farm in the early hours of Sunday morning, and it resulted in the destruction of that historic building.
Right.
It managed to spread from the dam side and then the Jonkers Huis and then eventually to the cathedral. Three buildings were burnt down to the ground.
And do we know if they've managed to control the fire?
So late on Sunday afternoon at around 5 o'clock, the municipality had said that they managed to get the fires under control. Mm. What also helped was the thunderstorms and the widespread showers that also helped contain the fires.
Mm-hmm. And Marvin, just out of curiosity, was perhaps the South African Weather Service, you know, anticipating this kind of drastic storm and strong winds?
They did anticipate it. I mean, it was late on Saturday where they issued a level 9 warning to the Western Cape, and that immediately prompted the Western Cape government to go into disaster meetings and to cabinet meetings to immediately figure out how what they can do to mitigate the severity of the storm. So it was, they were very, they knew what was coming, and it was just a matter of being prepared and bracing themselves for this.
Mm. And just finally, Marvin, before I let you go, I mean, you've spoken to a number of residents in various parts of the province. How exactly are they feeling? You know, how are rebuilding efforts going on their end?
Well, many of them have been now sitting without electricity since Saturday. We spoke to some residents in Stellenbosch saying that they are still waiting for insurance companies to come out and do assessments.
Mm.
They, because of the uncertainty of the showers that we are anticipating later this evening, many companies do not want to come out and basically help and basically say that, you know, let's repair the damages and all of that because of the severity of the thunder showers that we are expecting later.
Right.
So it's a case of waiting for these residents, unfortunately.
Right. So you just mentioned that we are anticipating more showers in the Western Cape this evening, but do we perhaps know how long this weather will last for? Is it just only for one day, a couple of days?
So what we know is that the South African Weather Service has issued out another note saying that they are expecting it just to prolong until tonight.
Mm.
So everything should be clearing up by tomorrow.
Right. Marvin Charles, News 24's Cape Town Metro reporter, and who was in Stellenbosch earlier, giving us an update on the Western Cape destructive storm and strong winds. That's all we have for now. Until next time, I'm Mihlalintsabo.